Welcome to the Gatecast.
We're off to see the wizard.
Presented by Alan and Mike.
Lucy, I'm home.
I was going to do my living room like this.
I am not Lucy.
Well, sir, my recommendation is that anyone attempting to leave the mountain should be shot on sight.
Hello, good evening, and welcome to Gatecast, episode 46, or maybe 48, I'm not entirely sure. I'm no longer drugged up to the eyeballs, only up as far as the knees at this point.
Yeah, yet it's one of those questions that never gets a straightforward answer. Mm-hmm. What episode are we on? Probably something we should discuss before we start recording.
Yeah, it's quite possible.
Make us sound professional.
It's a little late for that.
Yeah, it is.
If you notice the difference in the audio, I did a major hardware refit, as the few followers we have on Twitter would have realized, which is why we're recording on a Monday and not on a Thursday. Also, I turned 39 on Thursday, so I've decided I'm not going to be in the mood to record.
You never mentioned that on Thursday.
Sorry?
You didn't mention much at all on Thursday, did you?
No, I turned 39 on Thursday, this Thursday coming.
Oh, this Thursday?
Yes.
Oh.
Which is why I mentioned to you last night that I probably wouldn't be in the humour for recording. If I'm not currently dating someone. Also, I'm remembering what happened last year, which was me being dumped by email the following day. So this birthday, which is why I'm throwing a barbecue on Saturday, because I want to celebrate this birthday and not wallow in misery on Thursday at relationships gone. But in the meantime, I shall focus on more positive things.
Just say the word.
Open the iris.
This week's episode is Point of View, where we have alternate Amanda Tapping. And alternate, and here Mike drops in with the name of the actor who plays Kowalski.
Jay Akavone.
A man who last lost his head, in the most literal sense, in Enemy Within, Season 1, Episode 2, in effect. Technically 3, if you allow for the fact that Children of Gods was feature length.
Yeah, the great thing about sci-fi, though, there's always a way for characters and actors to come back.
Yeah, they did it with Tasha Yar in Star Trek.
Indeed, they did.
Of course, I don't think the guy playing Kowalski did a Playboy spread.
Should have.
That brings a rather disturbing mental image to mind.
I guess where did the staple go?
Oh, that brings an even more disturbing mental image to mind. And rather a painful one. Because staples generally create little holes. Now I have mental images of a staple gun and Nazi torturers coming up with whole new ideas. Okay, the lion has his head cocked to the right, and since this is a... Strangely enough, because I'm now on Linux, yay, go Linux, which has reduced my boot time from 14 minutes to 35 seconds, so I can basically get the thing started up and ready to go in a minute. I'm quite impressed by that.
Should be.
But when I press the pause button, it will start immediately.
Oh, so no
pause.
Stutter.
No. Well, it spins up the disk because the disk isn't spinning. It's a file. So. Yes, because unfortunately the DRM on DVDs isn't open source and isn't included in Linux. So ironically enough, I have to actually rip the DVD I own, legitimately, legally, to technically an illegal ISO in order to record. Isn't it fun?
The joy of copyright.
Indeed. I paid for these.
This is Robert Picardo, the holographic doctor from Star Trek Voyager.
And Richard Woolsey from Stargate Atlantis.
This is Vanessa Angel.
This is Maris Rose.
This is Christopher Heyerdahl.
This is Clifton Collins Jr.
This is Mally from Dollhouse.
This is Alistair. And you're just listening to the sweet and tasty sounds of the Sci-Fi Diner Podcast.
Live long and prosper.
Did I fall asleep?
For a little while.
I got a bad feeling about this.
There is no spoon.
Hello, I'm Scott.
Hello, I am Miles P. McLaughlin, and we are the hosts of the Sci-Fi Diner Podcast.
We're just ordinary sci-fi fanboys.
In each show, we bring you the latest news from the sci-fi movie and television universe, along with our commentary on it.
We review the shows and movies that we're watching.
We bring you interviews with Stargate, Dollhouse, Star Trek cast members, and many more notables.
And test your geek cred with the trivia that all sci-fi addicts should know.
We also occasionally give things away.
If you are a lover of all things sci-fi, then come dine with us as we host the Sci-Fi Diner Podcast.
You can find us on iTunes.
Or on our website at sci-fi-diner.com.
In 3, 2, 1. Yep, immediately it starts.
Oh,
and we fade in on red.
Oh, very TNG.
Please. Lasers. And, well, looks like a storage room. Ah, Area 51.
We are the Borg. Oh, yes. Gamekeeper cheer.
Mm-hmm. This is actually slightly jumpy. Large ghoul communication device. Do you want to keep that there?
It's not exactly Warehouse 13, is it?
No, Quantum Mirror. Oh, I must actually grab some Warehouse 13.
Sam, or is it?
Sam, but not as we know her.
I can't shut it down. I won't find this window again. We have to go now.
Oh, very nice.
Hmm. Sam looks a lot younger with hair like that, doesn't she?
I don't know, really.
You sure this is the right one to go to?
Anywhere is better than the alternative.
I guess we'll see about that.
Your weapons. Do it now.
Nice to see security's up to scratch, although I think the little red dots are overkill.
I'm Dr. Samantha Carter from the SGA. This is Major Kowalski. We need to speak to your commander.
Wouldn't you think security would recognize?
Yeah, weren't you here a couple of weeks ago?
Yes. What did she say there?
From the SGA. Like I say, we have seen that before.
And Major Kowalski. Oh, I guess Kowalski didn't get promoted as much. Because wasn't he a colonel as well?
No, I don't think he was. Because he was under Jack and then he died, didn't he?
You know, you really have a talent for conjuring disturbing mental images today.
No, it's your own fault for taking a purely innocent phrase like that.
You don't know me at all. So aside from Kowalski, it's just all our usual characters. Do we get Walter this week?
I don't believe so.
I thought you'd watch this episode.
Yeah, I can't remember.
Jack in civvies. And the leather jacket.
So, what's the big emergency? Whoa. What happened to you?
Jack.
She should be thankful a man noticed her hair.
Yes, this is the Jack that she was. This isn't the alternate universe that Daniel escaped from, though. This is kind of a...
I never expected this variation. You're alive.
Don't feel so bad, Colonel. Everybody around here is telling me the same thing.
Kowalski?
In a manner of speaking.
Dr. Fraser.
Actually, in a manner of fact, sir. This is Major Charles Kowalski, in almost every physical respect. His blood work, his dental records.
Except I'm not supposed to be alive in this reality any more than you are in mine.
Almost. What's different, then?
Sorry, Sam.
It's not the same with us here, is it?
Yep, puzzled expression from Jack. Does that oh so well. Jack.
They appeared a few hours ago in a Nellis high security lockup.
That Quantum Mirror you got locked up at Area 51. You guys never figured out how to use it?
Poor confused Jack. Who's Jay Akovny?
Akovone. Akovny. Pronounce it how you will. Apologies to the actor. Kowalski.
Oh. The way you pronounced it, it sounded like two initials, J-A. Oh. You seem to imbue J with two syllables for some reason.
Yeah, fair enough.
So that's going to sound rather silly to our listeners. It might cause a few laughs.
Look, I've told you this. Now let me talk to someone from the SGA.
SGA? There is no such organization.
Well, then you call it something else, the Stargate Project, Stargate Command.
Stargate, what do you know about the Stargate?
What do I know? Everything! We've been through this!
So she's being interrogated at Nellis, Area 51. Mm-hmm. I assume at this point they actually have contacted Stargate Command and asked them, is Major Carter...
there, and what she done to her hair?
Yeah. Ever since. That is, up until yesterday, when the Gould came and started taking over every major city from orbit and making slaves of the population.
No, I'm sorry, I prefer the shorter hair.
You do? I think it looks a bit more butch, you know? She looks a lot more feminine with long hair.
Yeah. How about that hair?
She looks less careworn.
Oh, perhaps having a man in her life who, well, I'm going to say, who stayed around for a while, but he didn't really, did he?
He's dead, isn't he?
He's dead, yeah.
It's worse than that. He's dead, Mike.
This Carter is from an alternate reality? Apparently. Anybody else have a problem with that?
Which reality is actually real?
That's it, Jack. You've got it.
Well, Jack seems to be grasping things vaguely. Surely if he studied astronomy, he would have come across some degree of quantum mechanics.
According to quantum theory, for every possible universe, there are an infinite number of variations diverging at every choice we make like forks in the road.
She's going to interrogate for three. What?
I'm sorry, when she started technical speak, Jack just shut down.
No, actually, Major Carter disagreed with Dr. Carter. She never joined the military in her reality.
Fork in the road stuff?
Apparently.
All right, so it's possible there's an alternate version of myself out there that actually understands what the hell you're talking about.
Oh, yes, Daniel, the voice of reason. There could be a highly intelligent Jack out there.
Show them in.
Oh, Kowalski's reaction to Teok.
Yeah, not good.
What the hell is he doing here? Kowalski!
He's a member of SG-1.
Who the hell are you?
Oh, I'm Daniel Jackson, also a member of SG-1.
Have a seat, Major.
Kowalski, again, very much like Jack, not quite, perhaps doesn't totally understand the ramifications of where they've gone, or the possibilities.
Yes.
I love you, mate.
I don't think he will, Kowalski. He's killed you once already.
He's probably killed him in millions of different alternate realities.
Air Force. I can't imagine that, going military. Wow. I can't imagine not.
That little exchange should go in between Sam and Sam.
Yeah.
It's a lot easier to shoot with them on opposite sides of the table. Having them both in shot at the same time involves, to be honest with you, to quote Gaycast Water Cooler, you know, trick photography. Easy, you just do CG and map with a green screen. Rather harder sort of 15 years ago when this was on. I'm sure Mike has the original air date to hand.
July 1999 sometime. Exact date I'm not quite sure of.
Oh, so we're recording almost exactly 11 years later.
Yep.
And technically we'll get closer as we move on, because we're recording at a rather rapid rate than broadcast.
Yes, we're manipulating time.
We don't get mid-season breaks. Well, we tried it once. It really didn't work. It was actually very, if you recall, the start of season two took us about four attempts to actually get going. But sorry, I diverge. Digress. My brain clearly hasn't recovered from all that morphine.
We're all in this reality together.
What we need to know is where you intend to go from here.
Our beta site was instructed to bury their Stargate the moment the last man stepped through. And our own world is under Gould control, so we can't go back.
We want to stay.
That is, if we're wanted.
This is exposition, exposition, exposition.
It is, isn't it? It's a hell of a lot of talking. And basically, most Stargate viewers have probably caught on with the idea straight away because they've seen the previous episode.
Yes, but bear in mind, for people that came in at season three and haven't watched the backstory.
And what percentage do you think that is?
I don't know, but you gotta bear in mind that, you know, potentially they can't assume foreknowledge for every episode. Plus, it's Sam. She'd want to explain.
Oh, yeah.
I'll speak with my superiors and make a determination. For now, you'll be assigned temporary accommodation. Take them to A3 quarters.
This is in character for Sam. That's a nice shot.
I'm the one dealing with the inadequacy issues here. Just forget about it. What? We knew the Gould were coming for 6 months, but I couldn't think of a way to stop them. You did.
Looking at the quality of the broadcast, I would say Sam on the left is in front of a green screen and Sam on the right is the one that's actually in the corridor.
Yeah, I tend to agree.
Because there's a slight fakeness to it. There's almost an invisible line around short hair Sam.
A lot of people get to use this room. Either that or they have the same duvet in every room.
Well, You know, it's military. Everything's standard. Yeah, with like 5,000 of those in blue. And she's taking out her pick of you, Jack. And I think now is where we see the first discontinuity, isn't it? The memory serves. Oh, it's their wedding. So they got further than engagement in this reality.
Yeah, yeah.
New shot. Definitely a new shot. I don't recall a cop car going in. They look like a cop car entering the base with...
Military police, at least.
Sorry?
Military police, at least.
They can stay. That was quick. Too quick. God knows what we're getting into.
We have two Carters. Think what we can do.
Two Carters around. I take it you figure there's a downside.
It just doesn't sit right. Some lines aren't meant to be crossed. Nonetheless, I've been encouraged to find a way to incorporate them into this command.
Okay. In the meantime, do you want me to tell them?
Very well.
It's going to be tricky, that, isn't it?
Incorporating them into the command?
It'd make more sense if they signed them to Area 51, kept them separate.
She's upset because her Jack is there. Imagine how hard this would be for you. Someone you loved dearly has been killed. And in escaping, you find him alive and well, or her, let's say, for our sake, alive and well, but not the same person.
Well, even though this Sam is still a very intelligent woman, I suppose, you know, emotionally can't get over the fact that she's looking at her husband.
That's good.
Yeah, I can see you're overjoyed.
I just never expected this. It's so hard.
She's very upset.
I mean, if you start thinking about how many alternate realities there are out there, you know, every decision you make, every step you change, it's your mind just goes nuts.
We're not built to handle big numbers.
No.
I can handle the EuroMillions jackpot, though. Well, speaking personally, I can't really imagine what I'd spend beyond about 2.3 million euro.
It's good that you've given it some thought.
I give everything some thought. I use a thinking engine.
Well, sort of know you.
You know her.
Don't sit on the bed, Jack. That's far too close.
Well, no, he's maintaining a reasonable personal space.
I take it where you're from, we were...
married. This makes you uncomfortable.
No, not at all. I get confused.
There are certain cultures that don't believe in personal space, even on this planet.
You know, when he's dealing with someone who's this emotionally broken, and the fact that he is, to all intents and purposes, Jack.
Yes.
It's
Jack is Jack. I think we've met some alternate Jacks, and they're all...
They're all Jack, yeah.
Yeah. Now that's bordering on invading personal space, even from the side-by-side basis. Mind you, he's as far away from her as he can get and stay in the bed, unless she moved.
That's true, yeah.
We were celebrating our first anniversary, and we got the call that the gold ships had been spotted entering our solar system. We just left everything. You blew out the candles, and I turned off the oven, and we just left. I didn't hit Colorado Springs from orbit like most of the big cities, so the table must still be set.
Cold by now.
Yeah.
Listen, I should probably be...
Stay.
Sam.
Please.
You're dealing with a loss right now that I can't even begin to... What I mean is, maybe I'm not the right person to help you.
Yes, you are. You're the only one who can. Look, I know you well enough to know that you don't have a clue what to say. But you don't have to say anything.
Okay, that was I haven't seen this in years. Yay, psychic flashes. Or psychic powers normally don't extend beyond being able to reach blindly into a multi-bag of crisps and pick out the flavor that I want. I can reach in and go, that's cheese and onion. Ding. Usually from at least four flavors in a 20-bag.
That's a skill to have, that is.
I'll see if I can exploit it on Saturday. Some alcohol usually has to be taken. But I make a point of looking, I reach in and going, no, that's not the flavour I want. That's the flavour I want, and it almost always is. I think the other Sam's eyes look a slightly different colour. Do they have contacts in?
I don't know, I hadn't noticed.
Or could it just be the light? I tend to look into the Sam's eyes. Well, I can gaze into her eyes because it's probably not appropriate for me to be gazing at other bits. Not that I would want to, but still. She's got to be in her 20s there. She looks really, really young.
How do you feel,
well,
Sam?
He was married for at least, 12, 13 years?
Yeah, he must have picked up some tricks to throw into the conversation. Jack.
Okay.
That was the answer.
Oh.
Good night, sir.
Good night, Major.
Being watched by a female, is it still Airman?
Yeah.
So Airman is gender neutral.
I believe
it's
so,
not
yeah.
Air person. It's hard for her to deal with this. I mean, this is very much a Sam and Jack episode. It's kind of a two-hander, really. That's something you never see Sam doing.
No. That's more like horse saber. Not too hard. The wig will come off.
And of course, Sam knows what this is. But it only happens to Sam, you see, because Kowalski's dead.
Yeah.
So we have the solution. She fancies Jack. She's in love with Jack. She's cute with long hair. Just kill her, Sam.
Yeah.
You know, I prefer this version.
Just get hair redone.
Not medical, temporal, entropic cascade failure.
On the cellular level?
Yes. I thought it would take years, not days.
So it's a side effect of travel through the quantum mirror.
Then why don't I have it?
I'm guessing Dr. Carter has because I'm here. The increased entropy generated by both of us existing in the same reality might theoretically be causing a temporal distortion.
Not theoretical anymore.
Ooh, she's holding a hand. She didn't even consider the quantum effects of two potentially
yeah,
in the same reaction. We didn't get a big gloopy ball and then vanishing like in Time Cop. The guy with the beard. I forget the actor's name.
Slow down, ladies.
Must be weird being able to bounce off. I think they did the Rodneys better. Oh, sorry. Never mind. Forget I said anything. That wouldn't actually make any sense. So you don't need to cut that. So can they find... I mean, how do they know she'd be gone back into the same reality?
No, because there's no point sending it to anywhere else because that version of Sam could still be alive, so...
We send a team through, we kill the other Sam, and we send her through.
Probably a little drastic.
Worked for me.
Why not just send a team through and take out all the Gould on the other Earth?
Because you'd need a hell of a team and...
Yeah, it's just as daft as actually assassinating a version of Sam. Maybe? How could anybody actually say we should assassinate any sort of Sam? Although, in given enough alternate realities, it could be evil Sam, gay Sam, Sam who don't fancy Jack at all.
Give it a couple of seasons.
Okay, we still have the dialing program that took you to the Asgard home planet, right?
Which we could download to a removable hard drive. But that still won't do it. Remember, in order to dial the Asgard home world, they had to provide us with a generator that transferred extra energy to the gate's capacitors.
Now we know that bit's wrong. Because it wasn't the Asgard that gave him the technology.
Dr. Carter can figure it out. Once in her reality, it will be difficult to get Dr. Carter to the Stargate without the Goa'uld detecting and stopping her.
That's where I come in.
Permission to join the briefing, sir?
Well, you're here now, aren't you? What's that? Get out. There's a door.
I'll get her to the Stargate.
You think him and Teal'c are playing footsie under the table?
Kowalski and Teal'c?
Well, there's a small dividing line between love and hate.
You're proposing a slash. I'm sure It's been done.
I'm sure it has.
And I found out recently from a friend of mine in her 20s that Slash now exclusively refers to gay fanfic. When did that happen? When did I get the memo? No, because apparently it's been happening for ages. Of course, to a 21-year-old, ages is like 18 months.
You said yourself that Teal'c led the assault on the mountain in your reality. Now, couldn't we use something like that to our advantage?
Yeah, I say Kowalski doesn't want Teal'c to go, but Teal'c's going to be invaluable when you're going to invade a complex that's full of Jaffar, having one of your own
first prime of Apophis, and if he's wearing armor, of course, he doesn't have golden armor. Wouldn't he have golden armor?
No,
that's strictly Apophis, the armor of the god. I wanted a chance to use that voice this week.
Dr. Carter did not become ill during her first 48 hours. If our mission is not complete within that time, it is most likely that we will be dead.
Good point. Are you okay with all this, sir?
If you feel confident you can pull this off, I have no objection. However, upon your return, I want that quantum mirror destroyed.
Okay, well, this is all well and good, but none of us are going anywhere unless we get that Asgard generator working again.
Okay. Carter, download the program to the removable whatever it is, and meet me and yourself in the lab.
Well, come on, Jack, you know what a flash drive is.
Well, this is incredible. If the Asgard could design this to give the gate extra juice, then they're just the little green men we're looking for.
They're gray, actually. Roswell gray, to be exact.
That's the power cell off Teal'c's staff. Is that really going to be enough?
Well, that's it. I mean, the first generator they built required the intelligence of the ancients. And now they're just going to bang it together.
They took scans. We don't need the intelligence of the ancients. We got Carter by two. Did you hear that, Carhorn?
No.
Good. It's weird what bleeds over from... Yeah, that implies we're in different realities.
You can't generate in the first place.
Hey. Are you Carters going to be able to figure this out?
We'll figure it out.
Poor Jack. I'm sure he's had this fantasy, but it's not quite the same, is it, Jack?
No.
Leave the ladies alone and you go and sit in the corner out of the way.
Jack's like, please stop, my brain hurts.
Mix a tea, go on. Put your little pinny on and bring us a cup of tea.
Hot water and towels.
Now, Daniel should pick this up fairly quickly.
You can't just dial up an address like you would on a Stargate. You have to kind of figure out where you are.
Well, that doesn't sound like a very expedient way to get home.
As long as you don't turn it off, it's always connected to the same reality.
Yes, but Daniel looks confused.
He does, doesn't he?
I think Daniel's more confused by the fact that Kowalski is lecturing him on quantum mechanics. Daniel's like, hang on a second. Yeah,
I have used one of these before, you know.
His guest.
There. See? That's not it. No grenade damage. I tossed a grenade down the hall to slow them down so they wouldn't see us go through the mirror.
Of course you did. It's remote control. Left, right, forwards, backwards. That's all you need to know.
It's a remote control.
Yeah, but there must be thousands of corridors with grenade damage.
Yes.
See, you probably turned it the wrong way. Now, since this device should be in a storage closet in my reality, dial it the other way. Change it!
Again, an episode of TNG.
You think? Do the staff weapons have the power to...
Well, no, all they do is destroy the mirror on their side, won't it? Unless they actually touch the mirror.
We did it.
Already?
Yeah, all we needed was the ratio of the decay rate of Naquita relative to the energy output, which I learned to calculate when I learned about our new Naquita generator. It's just the ratio of...
Ah!
Trying to explain, Sam. You see, I think this is Sam in competition with Sam sort of going, weren't we clever? Let me explain how. And Jack's like, no. I don't need to know.
Yeah. Does it work? Yes. Great.
Remember, Sarah, this Kowalski gets killed in the next... This started slowly, but it's definitely picking up. It's sort of rocking along quite happily.
I've searched through all the descriptions of realities close to ours. This has to be it. It's the only one that's matching your description.
Yeah.
I think there was a slow bit between sort of minute 14 and minute 22.
Yeah, laying down all the, basically the groundwork, like you said.
That places a lot of faith in your audience.
We made a good team, Major. Yeah, we did, Doctor. Plus your hair's kind of grown on me. Pardon the pun. You better go.
that they're actually prepared to put up with that. And not kind of, you know, especially American audiences with the attention span of a goldfish. I think I've just alienated half the listeners. If you have issues, complain. Gatecast@phasecast.com.
Kiss. No, it could have hugged at least.
Well, he's coming with.
No, Sam and Sam.
Oh, yeah. Okay, let's leave your fantasies out of this. Technically, if she makes love to Sam, is that masturbation?
It certainly was on DS9 with Kira and the Intendant. They went near the knuckle with it. And in Buffy, Willow and Evil Willow.
Yes. I liked Evil Willow.
Oh, yeah. Everybody liked Evil Willow. Especially Willow.
I like better a good Willow dressed as Evil Willow and trying to carry it off. It's completely failing.
Yeah, a very timid, but all decked out in dominatrix gear.
Yeah, of course, as we know, she's married to Alex Denisov, bastard.
You know,
the place does not look good.
No, they've really done a number on it. I mean, that's just not hand weapon fire, that's... That's major explosive fire. They must have brought one of the big guns down like they did in...
Yeah.
The other episode.
Oh, and here we have Teok number 2, and potentially talking to Apophis. You don't think anyone's going to notice that?
Or the little mirror.
Yeah.
Jafar!
And of course, because it's evil, Teok.
Goatees around.
Science fiction trope. Alternate evil universes have to have beards.
It's brilliant though, isn't it?
Jafar! Three!
Apophis and Teal ride again.
Yes, with beards.
Lonok.
I say he's not scared of anything. He goes running off.
Beards equals evil.
Oh, yeah, yeah. But this is perhaps the best example of Teal'c as he was, even better than the original Children of the Gods. I mean, back then he had his doubts, and they've shown his doubts. Here he's 100% loyal, totally committed.
Or rather should be.
Kill Noctilk. Kill Shock. Renounce Apophis as a false god and join us in our deliverance of this world, and I will spare you.
Are they going to zap him?
Jafar.
Won't the Jafar kind of go, where'd your beard go?
The idea was to zat him.
You shot him right in the pouch.
No messing. You really don't want him mad at you.
As I said, O'Neill, ours is the only reality of consequence.
Look at him, Jack. Wow.
Ours is the only reality of consequence? Bloody hell.
That's a very realistic way to look at it.
Yeah, but it's a bit screwed up.
Well, yeah, considering you're doing all this to help out another reality.
Where did he get that?
Yeah, he's got... they must have told him, obviously. Mm. He hasn't quite got the voice right, or the inflection, anyway. Mm. But again, I don't think anybody would question the First Prime at all. He is the right hand of their god.
Mm. What the hell does Kree mean?
Well, actually, it means a lot of things. Loosely translated, it means attention, listen up, concentrate.
You who?
Yes, in a manner of speaking. Huh. Okay. Here goes.
Ah, Jack finally asked him what Kree means. I actually thought he asked him that in part 2 of Into the Fire.
Well, he said it often enough.
It lost its place. I have to find our reality all over again.
All right. It's okay. We knew that might happen. Stay with it.
Yes, the damn thing reset. Mm. You can do it, Daniel. You got him back from Abydos so many years ago. You can do this. I'm sure you can find a village elder's daughter to romance.
What?
Well, if you hadn't have hooked up with that woman in the original movie, he'd have never found them symbols and never found the way to dial back.
Mm. What's with the C4?
diversion.
Or entry into the power room.
Oh, yeah. Why was it locked though?
They didn't want to use the lift, so they have to climb.
Unless they were automatically sealed off when the base was invaded.
Possibly.
I will ask you this one more time, human.
Oh, Hammond.
What is the address of the planet to which your leaders have fled? The place you call Beta Site.
And that torture device, which you haven't actually seen before, have we?
No, this is the first time.
We'll see it again.
It must be nice for Don S. You know, get some good time in the makeup chair, apart from the usual spit and polish.
Tilk, who is this?
She's captured attempting an escape, my lord.
This one will not tell us the glyphs for the planet, but they have sent their leaders. Get it out of him. Or get it out of her.
Yes, my lord. Attend to our lord. I will take care of these. Grijafa!
Grijafa.
That's it, General.
You might as well kill me.
Huh?
I would never do such a thing, General Hammond.
It's okay. You're not hallucinating. He's from an alternate reality.
So that mirror thing worked?
Everything worked. This General Hammond's a lot dumber than our one. Oh dear.
They have landed on the mountain.
There's still a chance that we could stop them, sir. We're going to attempt contact with a race of aliens that they have in their reality, enemies of the Gould.
Just love it when the bass speakers kick in.
Well, these speakers are very bassy. I'm getting used to them now. You sound a lot more bassy. So this goes off, they have to climb to the level with the power room on it?
Well, the power room was further down.
Sorry, from the angle, that looked like another quantum mirror, didn't it?
No, the angled doorway.
The angled curve and the rock, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I say, in fact, where exactly are they? You really want a digital one of these. Just press a button and going up in increments, not a dial.
Whoops, too far.
Where the hell was that?
It's the power room.
No, I meant that was you're probably a second or so ahead of me then.
No. You mean the weird place with the sand and shit?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Unless it's an alternate Earth where, you know, the world is, the Ice Age never left or something.
Or unless that's P3X 333, and they never actually moved the mirror.
Ah, it could be, yeah.
During your special ops training, in your world, did they cover silence?
That's thought. Silent training.
Yes.
Oh, there's a Sam.
Yes, but it's...
Is it our Sam? Hello.
You're a captain.
Captain? No.
That's well spotted there by Daniel.
Mm.
That's it. Again, you could have countless realities where a rescue attempt is going on.
Mm-hmm.
Half of them doomed to failure.
Well, there's a reality in which Jack kissed her.
Oh, you mean this one?
Mm-hmm. Now, what happens if is Jaffa dial? And where is Apophis?
He's probably gone up top on his new mountain.
I hope your Jack is good enough to get the Transformer online.
Mm. Jack's good enough to do anything in any reality.
We need this reality's Walter, who probably doesn't have glasses and has black hair and is built.
Yeah, buff Walter.
It appears that he is. You must prepare to go to the gate, Dr. Carter.
Thank you, Teal.
Jaffa! Greet home now! Home now, Jaffa!
Apophis.
Yeah, and explain yourself, Tilk. You see, they can creep up on you, even in that sort of armor.
Yeah, even that, shouldn't they be going clunk, clunk, clunk?
Yeah, with the music in the background as well.
Yes. As Doctor Who said, where did you creep from? You put your legs on stealth. Now we have silent, clunky Jaffa. Oh, this isn't good.
Okay, as traps go, it worked, but it's not a very practical trap.
Lower your weapons or we will kill him.
Colonel? Yeah, we should do that.
Do you recognise that Jafar?
Yes, he does look familiar. Isn't he one that Tuok killed about and disintegrated about 6 episodes ago?
Oh, I don't know about that, but Ty Olson, who plays Sheriff Andy in Eureka, and he was also in V.
Deja vu.
Now you get to find how fast interstellar travel actually is. And I'd say, as with many other things, the Asgard ship moves at the speed of plot.
Yeah, they'd argue that, oh, well, we were in the vicinity.
But don't they bring Sam back as well?
Well, we'll get there.
My first prime killed you before my very eyes.
I'm feeling much better.
Then who are you? What magic is this?
Well, you should know better than anyone. There's no such thing as magic.
Philantonic. I will ask you one more time. How could you have risen from the dead without a sarcophagus?
All right, I'm guessing the second shot kills in this world too, huh?
Tell me what I want to know.
Hey. I'd love to, but I don't understand it myself. He does.
Oh, thanks, Jack. He does. Why did you drop Daniel in it?
You see, at every point in time, there are infinite possibilities, and a parallel reality exists for each possibility, so there are literally infinite branches.
You tell him, Daniel. Really annoy the System Lord.
Daniel never really knew.
When to shut up.
Tell me where you come from.
From an alternate reality. One in which, by the way, you're dead.
Oh, come on! He told you everything he knows!
He's unconscious, though. He's not dead.
Not yet. Yeah, I don't think Apophis is buying it. No, that was it. He only wants the answer that he's going to accept. He'd accept that they were helping another System Lord with an sarcophagus.
Asgard ship coming in really fast. Daniel woke up very quickly.
He did, didn't he?
What he's thinking about is dialing in.
Nice touch to have a bloke deliver the message personally, but I assume they detected that from their own ship.
Okay, I'm guessing Asgard. All right.
Thor, buddy.
Yeah, like you said.
The road is gone. Let's get the f*** out of here.
Like you said, when Jack went through, he went to a different galaxy. So
yeah,
perhaps...
it's a different dialing program.
Eh?
It's a different dialing program.
Yeah, but the same address.
No, not the same address. It wouldn't dial each.
What are you on about?
I was on about where those Jaffa went.
Oh, no, I'm on about Sam. Yeah. I'm returning to the point you made earlier about Sam gating to another galaxy, then suddenly reappearing.
Do you think they can bring General Hammond back to life?
I'm sure they can.
Are they eager? See, interstellar travel, fast.
Just saying, the way they could explain it is that the Asgard gated Earth back to a planet close to Earth where the Asgard ship was.
But they don't attempt to explain it, do they? It's just like, whoa, cool technology.
It appears Dr. Carter was successful.
Oh, come on, you gotta love those guys.
You're not happy because you can't see... the Asgard ship properly in the grainy screen.
Yeah.
Kowalski's still alive.
Okay, we'll let him live. Just this time.
I'm at the Asgard.
We guessed that.
Even Southport let Kenny live at least once. Or did they? I'm sure there must have been an episode where he didn't die. Or right at the end he said, you know, Kenny said, I ain't dead. And then they killed him in the credits or something. That sounds familiar.
Those guys.
been a pleasure to serve with you again.
Likewise.
The military advisor said that under no conditions could Sam and Jack kiss, and this is the only way it'd work. This isn't Sam, because she's not in the military.
Mm-hmm. This is hard. Goodbye for a second time.
It's the first time.
It doesn't feel that way to me. You have to understand, my Jack had the same face, same voice, same hands.
Which brings to mind an obvious question. How could you marry such a loser?
Good question, Jack.
I'm not sure I heard what Jack just said.
How could you marry such a loser?
Thank you.
You're welcome.
It took 30 minutes between scenes every time Sam had to change a wig. It's a lot of shooting.
She's got grey eyes in that light. Paler than they looked previously when she was upset. I think she had contacts in. You don't realize other Sam can see this?
I don't think this Sam cares.
This Sam appears to be caring.
That Sam is, yeah. Oh, yes.
No, I mean our Sam. Yeah, not alternate Sam. Not sort of
alternate Sam doesn't care. Our Sam, little upset.
Yeah, kind of thinking, I wish that were me. She said something like, you kiss differently?
Yeah, you're not Jack, really, are you?
Poor Jack is still dead, of course.
Yep, and as is probably 5.5 billion people on the planet. But
well,
never
no,
fear.
They were enslaving, remember?
Yeah, but I imagine they did pretty much what they did when they attacked that other world, which was decimate every major population centre, then enslave whatever's left. Capture the gate and start ferrying them through. Because I don't think there's anything on Earth they want. You know, we haven't got untapped Naquita sources. Although I imagine if the plot required it, someone would find
some. Yes, indeed. On a quadri. So that was point of view.
Yeah, decent ep.
Yeah, I got that right. Without looking at the box. Interesting episode. Next week's episode is the one I tweeted about that I thought we were recording this week. Which is Dead Man's Switch.
Yeah, with Flash Gordon.
Featuring Aris Bock. He's actually the guy who played Flash Gordon in the new series.
In the movie?
The original Queen movie?
Yeah, Sam Jones.
Oh, okay. Because you wouldn't want association with the original Flash Gordon series.
No, Buster Crabbe appeared in the Jill Gerard book Rogers.
Mm. So did Erin Grey.
Erin Grey.
Yes, quite.
They were both in one of the Sci-Fi Saturday movies a few months ago. Jill Gerard and Erin Grey.
Come try ya! Okay, email from, I suppose, August 14th is most likely when you're going to hear this, or at least when the episode that this will be dropped into will be released. We don't actually have any email. We have some comments on the Facebook group. Hello and welcome to Shelley Patterson, who is...
Yep, came over from GWC.
Yep, who's in Pierre in South Dakota. And appears to have a son. At least there's a photograph of about a 4 or 5 year old boy kneeling in a box of sand. We have some comments in the discussions. There's stuff on the GWC one. From yourself, Mike, there's not enough praise for GWC doing this special for us. Pay them a visit and listen to one of their regular shows and let us know what you think. I do. Unfortunately, my download screwed up and each show cut off after 23 minutes, just when it was getting interesting.
That's weird.
Yeah, I'll have to download it again so I can listen to it on my 3-hour drive tomorrow.
Yeah, that's basically one episode.
Thomas Schott, it was an excellent podcast. Listened to it just this last week. Thanks for having them on and introducing them to us. Is he referring to us or them?
Yeah, to them, yeah.
And, of course, now having listened to WC, I now know what a Sean Scream is. No space there, that's just one word, Sean Scream. 2.5 hours of audio goodness, eh?
Oh, yeah, every week.
Well, that's supposed to be used, there's no point looking at that. We have Learning Curve.
That were just SG-1's take on a Trek cornerstone, yes or no? Stephen Jones commented, yes, although I like the episode in general. I said, me too.
If humans are playing, yeah, as a... Stephen says, very good point. The SGC standards were added to the alien culture rather than just replace it. That was the one with the weird non-speaking aliens, wasn't it?
No, this was the children.
Oh, yes. So, yeah. Okay. So feedback, as always, can be given to gatecast@phasecast.com. Twitter it. Tweet us at thegatecast. Go to gatecast.phasecast.com, especially if you want to download earlier episodes. And you can leave feedback on an episode per episode basis. Needs to be moderated, but that's okay. And our phone number, which temporarily escapes me, but which I'm sure I put in a different outro.
Yeah, which hasn't been used yet.
Oh, okay. Let me look it up.
Which only works if you're in America anyway.
No, you can dial 001 and get through.
Suit yourself. I tried it. It wouldn't let me. So I didn't even explore really? Any other options. Google voicemail talk is only available to American customers.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'd say most of our customers are American, so...
I don't know. Picking up a few European.
Sorry, that's... I thought our Google voicemail phone number was actually on the website.
I say, if it is, I ain't put it there.
No, I think Scott did. Just say you can visit our Gatecast group page on Facebook, as well as attending to us via gatecast.phasecast.com or emailing us gatecast@phasecast.com. And please follow us on Twitter. We've only got 4 followers. We'd like a few more. And that's pretty much it. So it's, as I said, you already know what next week's episode is. Mike will edit this into something vaguely coherent. And it's been fun. See you next week. I've been Alan.
And I'm Mike. Take care, folks.